This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Today is the day of the inaugural AREG VHF 2-metre sprint, starting at 10 a.m. local time. Open to all VK5 stations. Look forward to seeing as many people as possible on 2 metres FM. Keep in mind, we won't be using the call channel. We will be spreading out across the 2-metre FM simplex region of the band. There will also be the special Easter egg station of the AREG Club, a contest call which is worth bonus points. More information can be found on the AREG website, alpharadioechogolf.org.au, and hope to see you on 2 metres from 10 a.m. this morning. 7-3 from Andy, VK5, Alpha Kilo Hotel.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last weekend was the JOTA weekend, and Tony, VK5 FBIC, led the North East Radio Club team over the weekend. And despite the fact that the numbers were down on last year, there was quite a bit of activity, and there was catering on the site with coffee, tea and snags available. And there was also all bands on HF, VHF and UHF, plus DMR and Echolink. Even Skype was used. Trevor and Phil set up CW for the scouts that came in and wanted to try it out. And the Edinburgh Scout Group was contacted via the Houghton repeater. And the Governor General Scouts broadcast was put out on VK5RAD, and that was very well received. And the District Commissioner of Scouts thanked the North East Radio Club for their activity. So thanks to Tony and all the others that were involved. Now, next Friday, the 28th of October, is the North East Radio Club Tech Night. And it will be a little different kind of show and tell, devoted to members bringing along their favourite HF transceiver and bragging about it, or perhaps telling about some of its weaknesses. Sort of like a battle of the transceiver brands. So bring along your favourite set and let us know all about it. That'll be quite an eyeful to see what people have got and what they think of their particular rig. And get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start at the Modbury North Community Hall. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. A bit later on this morning, we will be starting our preparations for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, which is to be run on Friday the 11th, Saturday the 12th, and Sunday the 13th of November. We have to alter one of the numerous under-road cable crossing points, as last year we had a hang-up while removing the cables post-weekend. We have to run out several kilometres of Cat5 cable to the various video camera and red light points in order for race control to be able to see most of the track and to enable a car to be stopped should the car before it have an incident. All of this work, when coupled with our trackside observers, who are all linked with each other and race control via radio, allows for a very efficient incident reporting system, which in turn allows the event to have so many entries. A maximum field of 75 on Friday and 150 cars on Saturday and Sunday. The entry list is already fully subscribed. Most of the work will be done in the week leading up to the event, but today we'll hopefully see most of the under-road crossing set up and most of the hooks put into trees and shrubs to enable cable runs to be kept above the reach of the local wildlife. It appears that the local rabbits rather like chewing on the Cat5 cables, the result of which has been a number of panic troubleshooting adventures on race morning, as we try to find why things are not working. Since getting above cables above ground, we have had much less of this big hassle. As I have said before, if any of you listeners could be interested in helping us out, please give Peter VK5BE a call on 0427 897 119. I repeat, 0427 897 119. Last Friday night, we held our October business meeting in our club rooms, and once again it was well attended. All present are enjoying our return to face-to-face meetings and the great supper, which was, yet again, provided by Gabby, wife of life member Greg, VK5ZGY. A big thank you, Gabby. We are still waiting on word from our friends in the Portland and Southwest Radio Group as to when we can transport the 2-metre repeater to Mount Richmond and complete the installation ready for its commissioning, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for the 23rd of October. The AHAR's traditional annual luncheon will be held at the Blair Hotel on Sunday the 27th of November, starting time 12 noon. The meal will be a very reasonable $35 per person and will have a choice of 4 main courses and 2 desserts. Self-service tea and coffee will be provided. Please book with the treasurer, Pat Store, by email, patstore@adam.com.au. Make sure you have the 16th of February on your calendar. That night will be the AHAR's AGM, and we need some volunteers for the committee positions. We need volunteers for the position of President and Vice President urgently. Soon I will send out a document outlining the suggested duties of committee members and nomination forms. The next RSL lunch will be on Friday the 28th of October, starting time noon. As a courtesy to the RSL, please book with me before the date. philstore@adam.com.au. Sassy is planning on holding a final training session at the Guides Hall on the 5th and 6th of November, before we have to abandon the shack. Our final day at the shack is the 21st of November. I've updated the AHAR's calendar on the website, and I'll send it out to the folk who are on my email lists. Send me an email if you do not get this document. That's all for this week. Talk to you again next week.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.